This morning, a Facebook memory popped up from 4 years ago. A picture of John, Chase, me, and Cole at the lake by Grammy's house in Jacksonville, Florida. Seeing Cole's sweet face in the photo made mine light up, but Chase's dropped with the weight of sadness. So I gathered him onto my lap and held him tight. A little later, we sat together at the kitchen island reading the story of Good Friday. It's an uncomfortable story full of pain, loss, doubt, and confusion. We hurt for what Jesus had to go through, but also for his mother, his friends, the disciples who didn't yet understand what was to come, the dramatic turn that would make it all worth it. It was tempting to alleviate the discomfort by flipping the page to Easter, but instead, we closed the book and paused to feel it. We talked more about Cole. Chase looked up at me, a large, sacred tear suspended from his eye. The first, I think, that he has shed in his grief. I cried with him and for him, just like I imagine God did with and for those who also lost Jesus. We paused there too, in that raw connection of loss, letting the discomfort breathe as we held each other. But then we talked about what the disciples didn't realize, that Easter was on its way. Resurrection was around the corner. It wouldn't change the fact of Jesus' death, but it would utterly transform its meaning. This wretched cross to which Jesus was bound would now be an arrow that points to life, a new kind of life that is no longer susceptible to death. It's an invitation for us to hope in what we don't yet see, to trust that whatever wretched cross we bear will in God's hands become a blazing symbol of new life. We have lost Cole. It is hard. But I fully believe that the same power that resurrected Jesus' body from the grave and ushered Cole into the wholeness of eternal life can and will resurrect our understanding here on this earth. While the fact of Cole's death won't change, in God's hands, it will be filled with new life that transforms everything it touches, forging new beginnings where it looked like there was only an end. It's okay to pause in our hurt, to fully feel our losses, to weep and to hold each other in our pain. But it's also important to remember that it is not the end of the story. Resurrection is around the corner, my friends. We have reason to hope.